Now, and turn with me, if you will, to the first chapter of the book of Jonah. I'm going to read beginning at verse 1 down through verse 12. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah arose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down into Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, so we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made heaven and earth, or which made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Our subject today, God's effectual call. No sinner is ever saved without the effectual call of God going home to that individual heart. Let me ask you a question. Has God ever given you that effectual call? If he has, you know what I'm talking about. If he has not, you don't know what I'm talking about. And so we are speaking to you at this present hour because we want the Lord God of heaven to give you the effectual call if he hasn't done so. Without the effectual call, no person can be saved. And so today we're going to look at two things for the few moments that we have together. One of them we're going to look at Jonah as being a picture of the nation of Israel. We are living in strategic days and times, and we just praise the Lord for the opportunity that we have of living in these days. And so we want you to follow along in your Bibles, if you will, and you listen like you've never listened before, because we'll probably be bringing out things that you've never seen in the Word of God. Now, Jonah is a picture of the nation of Israel. Number one, Jonah was a Jew, as you well know, and the nation of Israel are still God's people, and we find the Jew are still the apple of God's eye. They cannot be destroyed, and we'll bring that out in just a few moments. But I want you to notice there were five things that God determined for Jonah to do, and we find very clearly that God also has determined for the nation of Israel to fulfill, and they haven't done it, but they will in the near future. Jonah is a type of the nation of Israel because, first of all, it was determined by God to send his messengers to the world. Jonah was sent by God to the Gentile city of Nineveh, and he disobeyed. The Lord God of heaven has chosen the nation of Israel to set forth before the world what a kind of a nation it can be that has God for its Lord. And we find they were also to be ministers and messengers to the world, and they did not fulfill this obligation that was upon them. This was spoken by God to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 and verses 18 through 21. And then it was seen also in the oracles that were given by God to the nation of Israel in Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 through 6, and then also in Romans chapter 9 and verses 4 and 5. Now, Jonah had this commission given to him by God, as Israel has had the commission given to them. Also, we see that Jonah was disobedient and sinful against the Lord. In Jonah 1:3, we read, But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here is Jonah's disobedience, and we find that the nation of Israel was disobedient unto God, and because of their disobedience, this is what God did. God rooted them up out of the land into the Babylonian captivity. He allowed them to stay there for 70 years, brought them back into the land again. They remained disobedient and gainsaying before the Lord God of heaven. And in 70 A.D., what did our Lord do? Our Lord just drove them out of the land and scattered them throughout the Roman Empire under the leadership of Titus, that Roman emperor. And we find the reason they were disobedient and sinful unto the Lord. Jonah here is a picture of Israel. He was disobedient and sinful before the Lord God of heaven. The third thing about Jonah was this. He was cast into the sea, but we find very clearly he did not lose his life. In Jonah 1, chapter 17, we read, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." And listen, beloved, the nation of Israel has been dispersed into the sea of the nations, but I'm going to tell you this, she cannot be destroyed. The destruction of her is an impossibility. You'll find Jews in North America, South America, Australia, Asia, Europe, and the islands of the sea. And the amazing thing of it is that you and I are seeing them going back to the land. And in 1948, the nation of Israel came again on the stage of human history. It's the only nation that's ever done that. And we see it very, very clearly. It's a fulfillment of God's word, where God says that the nation of Israel cannot be destroyed. And you'll see this set forth in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, and verses 35 and 36. Now, the last thing about Jonah was this. We find that he was divinely pardoned and sent by God to be his messenger. In Jonah chapter 3 and verse 1, we read, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." And are you listening? One of these days, when our Lord gets through dealing with the nation of Israel, they are going to be divinely pardoned. And I'll tell you this, that the whole world is going to come and worship the Lord at Jerusalem, and they will be done under the auspices and under the leadership of the nation of Israel, because God has chosen them to be the chosen nation, and they'll be above all the nations of the earth when my Lord reigns upon this world, and he's going to do it, and is not very far off. Beloved, we are living in strategic days, and I'm glad that I'm alive, and I hope you are glad also, especially if you know the Lord. Now, our lesson today has to do with God's effectual call to salvation. There are five things about God's effectual call that are set forth, and the number five is the number of grace. Now, I want you to notice, in God's effectual call to salvation, given by the Lord, we see with regard to Jonah, it was given by God at his discretion. God gave Jonah a command. He disobeyed it. God could have let him die and go to hell, but he didn't do it. Instead, God gave him the effectual call. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, we read, "But the Lord rose up," or I should say, "But Jonah arose to flee up unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Here we see Jonah's disobedience. Now notice, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken." And here is the sovereign call of God coming to Jonah, and it was given by God at his discretion. And we find that Jonah was searched out by God, and we see very clearly God sovereignly moved upon that ocean so that he could bring Jonah unto himself. Now, the sovereign call of God is God's effectual call unto salvation. Have you ever received that call? If you have, my friend, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not received it, you don't know what I'm talking about, and you need to listen like never before. The second thing about God's effectual call is this. It is not only sovereignly given by God to whom he will and when he will and how he will and where he will, because God is a sovereign God. Then we find also it is grace bestowed upon the individual that God calls. The second thing about the call is this. It's a shocking call. The fear of perishing came upon those men. Listen to me, if you will. The Lord sent out a tempest into the sea, a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. Now let's stop right here. Here we find it's a shocking call. When God sets out to save a sinner, he gives them that effectual call, and he shocks them. He puts the fear of perishing upon the individual. Now, many people today do not believe there's a hell, but there is one. They do not believe they're going to go there, but they're going to wind up there unless they know the Lord Jesus Christ. And the sad commentary is that even among the religious people or the so-called Christians of today, the majority of them do not know what it means to be a hell-deserving sinner before the Lord. But I want to tell you very kindly that God never saves but poor, lost, hell-deserving, repenting sinners, And if you've never become a hell-deserving sinner and a repenting sinner, then put it down. You have never come to Christ. When God gives that effectual call, the fear of perishing comes upon the individual. These sailors were seasoned sailors, but they were afraid. The storm was so great. And then, coupled with that, there was a fact of helplessness that dawns upon them. Notice, the ship was in a mighty tempest. There was a mighty tempest in the sea. The ship was like to be sunk or broken, and we find the fear of perishing came upon those men, and you know what they did? They began to pray. They cried every man unto his God. You might say they had here what you would call, sailor's religion in the midst of the storm. But it goes a little deeper in that in this chapter. But we find when people get into a bind, the fear of perishing comes upon them, and then they begin to cry unto the Lord. But the fact of their helplessness has never dawned upon them until God gives them the effectual call. The fact of helplessness is this, that God doesn't have to save them. They can't make Him save them. They can't do anything to buy, merit, earn, or obtain salvation. It has to come from the Lord God of heaven. It has to be all of God and all of grace. And, beloved, the poor sinner can't do a solitary thing except cry. And, you know, that's all he's supposed to do. And we see this is a shocking call, because the fear of perishing comes upon the person, and the fact of their helplessness also dawns upon them. The third thing about the call is this. It's a seeking call. God is the one that seeks the sinner to save him. In Jonah chapter 1, beginning with verse 4 down through verse 15, we find God seeking the sinner out. And beloved, if you're saved today, God has sought you out. There came a time in your life when the Lord God of heaven unhorsed you from the horse of rebellion that you were on. He put you down in the dust and ashes of repentance before Him. He showed you who you are, what you are, the judgment you're under. And then at the same time, He showed you very clearly that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator there is, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that has come to seek and to save that which was lost. It's a seeking call. God seeks out the sinner. But then I want you to notice also, the sinner seeks to find needed safety. These men began to cry unto the Lord God of heaven. Then the lot was cast, and Jonah was found out to be the culprit, and they began to talk to him and said, "What shall we do?" In verse 11, "What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous." And here you see those sailors seeking for safety to be granted unto them, because they knew they needed it. Then the call also is a scholarly call. What do you mean? The sinner is taught these things with regard to the Lord God of heaven. Number one, the sinner is taught the wrath of God against sin. These sailors knew they were sinners. Jonah knew he was a sinner, and the wrath of God was risen against them. And then we find also, these sailors were taught the basic truth of salvation. There had to be a substitute acting in their behalf, and that substitute happened to be Jonah. And we find they asked Jonah, "What are we to do?" And Jonah told them, he said, "You cast me overboard into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." But these men at first didn't believe him, because we read, "Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them." And then they were brought to this reality. There had to be a solid obedience that was absolutely necessary. Will you listen to me? Listen to me carefully, if you will. These sailors had to depend upon Jonah as their substitute, or they would have all perished. In like manner, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only substitute there is between God and man. For there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And that substitution must be the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other substitute in the realm of human history except the Lord Jesus Christ that can ever save an individual. And the solid obedience was dependent upon those sailors. Those sailors had to throw Jonah overboard, or that sea would have not stopped its raging. The minute it did, the minute they did, we find they rested completely upon Jonah as their substitute, and we see what took place. Notice carefully, if you will. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. It was an immediate ceasing. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, this effectual call, we find the last aspect of it is that it is a saving call. How long did it take for the sea to become calm? It was immediately. As soon as Joseph hit those waves and went down underneath them, we find what happened. The sea became absolutely calm. And we see very clearly the sea ceased from her raging. And then notice, salvation also comes instantaneously. You don't grow into salvation. You have to be born into it. Salvation consists of God giving you the effectual call, showing you who you are and what you are, the judgment you're under, showing you that God is a sovereign God, showing you also that substitution is absolutely necessary and there has to be perfect and complete obedience relying upon that individual. In other words, you've got to trust the Lord God of heaven with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, or else you'll never be converted. That's what these sailors did. And then notice carefully, if you will, the moment they rested completely upon Jonah, we find very clearly this was personal substitution of Jonah on their part, and we see what took place. We see immediately there was salvation because, listen now, the sea quit immediately. It was immediately, there was no longer a tempest. The sea ceased from her raging. Then these men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. And what are you talking about? Those men knew what had taken place. They knew that God had dealt with them. They knew that they were redeemed. They knew also that they were saved from perishing. They knew, too, that their safety depended upon a substitute who was a Jew, and he was none other than Jonah. And, beloved, in like manner, an individual who ever gets converted knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that his substitution is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none else but him, and we find very clearly there can be no salvation outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the individual knows that God has saved him. He knows when God has saved him, and he knows also how the Lord God of heaven has saved him. And this is a result of the effectual call. You see, the effectual call is known by every saved person. Let me ask you a question in this closing moment. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has God ever called you out? Has he ever made you stand before him, a guilty, lost, hell-deserving sinner? Oh, my friend, if you don't know what I'm talking about, my hope and prayer is that something has been said, that the Lord will deal with your soul at this hour and bring you and give you that effectual call. The greatest thing that can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to reach down and save you. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here saying goodbye. And oh, may the Lord spare you is my prayer.